You shenanigans. Woo! Good morning, CSL. Woo! Best day ever. My name is Valerie Reeves. I'm the spiritual director here. My honor and pleasure to get to be with you today, Memorial Day weekend. And it's interesting because what I've noticed since I've been out here in California is that there's a tendency that Memorial Day weekend sells and the barbecues. And I'm from Nebraska, where it's all about we're going to go visit the grave sites. And they're putting flowers out. And I know that there's some of that here. So I am knowing that however people do Memorial Day, it's right and perfect for them as long as we are really embracing ourselves and the experiences that we've had. If you are a veteran, would you please stand? Any veterans? And let's give them a hand. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your service, because it initially started with honoring the veterans. You know, we do have Veterans Day, but Memorial Day, it was really about that. So I was looking for a great Memorial Day story. And I love how I find a story and it makes me cry within 2 minutes. My sister's like, you can't talk about that. You'll cry. It's like, no, I'm good. I've already cried a few times. So it's all good. But I found this story right quick. And it was about Memorial Day 2011. And a gentleman named Paul Monty was on the radio, and he was talking about how his son Jared had made his transition. And he had been a veteran, and he died over in Afghanistan. And he was really on a campaign to be able to put flags at the Massachusetts Memorial where his son was buried, because he had put a little flag down, and they came out, the people that do the grounds, and they said, you can't do that. That we can't mow. It all has to be equal. It all has to be even with the ground. We can't mow if you put flags up. So he started this petition. But then he talked about his son, Jared, and how loving and how giving he was. And he was talking about how he left, you know, when he left this plane, he had his pickup. And his dad said he memorialized his pickup, basically. He left his pickup exactly as it was, 89 cents in the ashtray. Gatorade bottle kind of floating around, and just the divinity of who his son was. And there was a songwriter that was listening to the radio, and her name is Connie Harrington, and she's a Nashville singer-songwriter. And so they wrote this song called I Drive Your Truck. And if you listen to the song, it just touches your heart, because we think about the people that have made their transition and how we honor them. And one of the lines, the basic chorus says, I drive your truck. I'm not singing it. You'll find this on YouTube, okay? I drive your truck. I roll every window down and I burn up every back road in this town. I find a field, I tear it up till all the pain's a cloud of dust. Yes, yeah, sometimes I drive your truck. Yeah. Letting go of the pain like a cloud of dust, letting it go. And knowing that life is eternal, which is definitely what we teach in this philosophy, that life is eternal, and that we can still connect with people even on the other side because they're right in our hearts. And so just even a friend of mine, she usually goes to Starbucks and she'll have a seat that is just for somebody that has made their transition. And she'll just be like she's having a conversation with them. And sometimes she'll write stuff out and sometimes she'll talk out loud and have a conversation. And she said, there I was. I'm having a conversation in my mind with my dearly departed. And somebody came and took that chair. Excuse me, spirit is sitting there. So taking care of ourselves during these times when maybe somebody's made their transition, and celebrating life, because life is to be celebrated, not to be grieved forever. And then we become part of the walking wounded, and it's like, oh, my heart is broken. They made their transition. They left without me. Or maybe one of our children has made their transition before us. People come and go in life, whether they go to the spiritual realm or they just go to another city. You know, people come and go in life. So we get to have the opportunity to really love ourselves through every process. And today's talk title is called No Matter What. Ernest Holmes says this in the Science of Mind textbook. Principle is not bound by precedence. There is no law in the universe that seeks to perpetrate old limitations. But there is a law which responds to our greater vision at the exact level of that vision. So no matter what, Spirit is always working. And regardless of what we've been through or what we've done, we can either keep recreating the same thing over and over and over and beating ourselves up for that, or we can put that down and heal it. And I've got the magic key, because I know the answer. What it means to restore back to wholeness. Healing is restoring back to wholeness. And there's only one thing that we have to do. Now, I want to talk about this just a little bit, because each one of us can live the dynamic lives that we want, and we can heal everything. We can either be victims of circumstance, or we can step into that space of healing and say, you know what, I am ready. Because maybe we didn't have the childhood that we wanted. Maybe somebody left us, broke our heart. Maybe we were wounded in some way, shape, or form. In the Bible, Jesus talks, be ye of little children. And I think really what he's talking about is kids let go of stuff. You know, stuff happens, and they're maybe upset for a second, and then it's la, 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 and moving on. Yet we tend to drag all that stuff with us forever. So I have the secret key, how to not let anything that you've been through in life hold you back anymore. Are you ready for it? Do you want to know? Because it's just one thing. Only one thing that we have to do. Oh, she's so ready. Only one thing in life that we have to do. And I'm going to get to it. I am. But for me, I want to go out when I make my transition, go out the way I came in, which was happy and innocent and free and excited in the wonder of life, without living yesterday over and over and over again, without having all of the stuff that happened and being jaded because I was deceived, or, you know, somebody left me, or that person hurt my feelings, and my parents weren't what I wanted them to be and didn't raise me the way I wanted. Only one thing we have to do, one magic thing: love ourselves. Ah. And therein lies the challenge. All we have to do is that one thing: love ourselves. I was thinking about this after Mother's Day, because it's like, you know, we can get into the blame and the blah, 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 and all this stuff happened. But what I found, especially with my own mother, is the more I loved my own self and the more I healed my own self and my thoughts of myself, the easier it was to love everyone else and to let go of that stuff of the past. So it's really all about loving ourselves. A friend of mine called the other day. She's I don't want to say vain, but, you know, we resonate. Whatever happened, that we come together. Consciousnesses come together. But she called me, and she's like, I was horrified. There was a mirror in a drawer, and I opened it up, and I looked down, and all I could see is just all this stuff, the skin just looking down at me. She's like, all the wrinkles and everything, because the mirror was in the drawer. She's like, it was not a pretty sight. I said, you got to make peace with the mirror. And she's like, yeah, I had a margarita, so I'm good. Like, you know, whatever works for you. So, but it's making peace with the mirror, regardless of how we look, regardless of what's happened in our life. Making peace with the mirror and loving ourselves. And for me, what that means is that I set myself up for success. So making sure that I'm doing things that I'm going to be proud of, things that make me feel good about me, where I'm not beating myself up for things that have happened or for the mistakes that I made. It's like, you know what? Setting that intention at the beginning of the day, it's like, no matter what, I'm going to love myself. If I stumble and fall, I'm going to love myself. If I say something stupid, I'm going to love myself. And I'm going to make sure that I'm kind to everyone, because if I'm kind to everyone, then it's easier to love myself where I'm not going off on someone. So making sure that we are taking time to really set our intention and love ourselves. And once in a while, I'll run into somebody that's like, oh, how can I love that, you know? I you know, here's what I did. And it's like, yeah, but that's in the past. The past is not the right here, right now, because all that matters is what's right here, right now. So we let go of the past. And, of course, our philosophy is change your thinking, change your life, because most of our thoughts are the same that they were yesterday. And so we keep recreating the same thing and creating those grooves in our brain that say, you're not good enough, you're not worthy, blah, blah, blah. So we have to do everything in our power to make sure that we're loving ourselves through everything. Not going to the mirror or to an old picture and going, ugh, what was I thinking? But it's like, oh, cool, look at that. I know that purple and orange go well together. It's all good. It was 80s hair that I wore into the 2000s. It's all right. It's okay. You know, making peace with our old photographs, making peace with the mirror, making peace with who we are, with the I am. In Ernest Holmes' book, This Thing Called You, which is, again, my favorite book because it is all about us and it's a reminder of the divinity that flows through us, the mind principle around you is reactive to your thought. Its chief characteristic is its susceptibility to impression. It receives the slightest vibration of thought and acts upon it. So every thought, every emotion, everything that we have go through our mind, we are creating our life. And if we want to create a better life, then we have to remember the divinity of who we are. On Monday nights, I've been teaching a Roots class from Once We Came online, and one of the guys in the class, he's like, you know, because we're studying Emma Curtis Hopkins, and he's like, that song that we sing, Rise Up, O My Soul, he's like, I love that song, except for that one line. And I said, what line is that? And he said, make people love God. How am I going to make people love God? And I said, okay, so in this philosophy, we know that God is the I am that we are. So I take that line as make people love themselves. Tell me what's true. Let me know what's mine to do. But it's like if everybody loved themselves, then they wouldn't have this issue with things that are going on out in the world. They would know that everything is unfolding with divinity. If we didn't get into that thought of the race consciousness of things are bad, things aren't good, if we looked that every chair in this space is filled with love, then I am just surrounded by love everywhere I go. So if we could just change our mindset and know that we're always in the right and perfect space, that life is good 24/7, 365, then we just step right into that picture. If we let go of the things of the past and the more we take time to just really love and immerse ourselves in that divinity, the easier it is. So my charge for you this week is to take that time to see the divinity of who you are. Now, Ernest Holmes has five principles. He gives us five ways to go beyond limited thinking. First, we should start with an understanding of the power of infinite intelligence. The power is not limited in any way except through our beliefs. The power is infinite. We believe we are finite. Each one of us is individualized creations of this wonderful thing called spirit, called God, called life. So if we just took that on, it's like, okay, first of all, I'm recognizing the infinite power. And recognizing the second is recognizing that the power is within us. It's almost like treatment, isn't it? And then the third step is identify the power of our words, the power of our motions. So the more we recognize that, the easier it is to just step into it. This fourth is increase our expectation of it working in us, as us, through us, which is kind of like the fourth step of treatment, which is gratitude. So it's like we're already kind of getting there. It's like, okay, I'm increasing my expectation, knowing that it's already done, and I'm already grateful for it. And the fifth step is continue until it becomes real to us. So it's like, I'm going to know that God is everywhere, that that infinite spirit is flowing through me. Third step, knowing that all things are possible. And then I just step into that knowingness and that gratitude. And then I just release it until I pick it up again. Because sometimes it's like, I haven't convinced my mind enough. And that's when I will call a practitioner and say, hey, let's do a little treatment for me because I'm not seeing it. My monkey mind chatter wants to keep going back to same thing yesterday. And what happens in life is we have a belief system, our BS and belief system, and then we find all of the evidence to support that belief system. If I believe that my mother is the meanest person in the world, I'm going to find all the evidence to support that. If I believe that she is the wonderful, beautiful, loving mother that I chose, then I find all the evidence to support that. Same things with our fathers, our sisters, our brothers. If I believe that life, the minute somebody puts their body down, that life is over, then I'm going to be sad forever. But if I know that life is eternal and that we continue on, then I can live full out in this life, happy, joyous, and free, like a child with that innocence that just says, you know what, that happened, but that was yesterday, or that was last minute ago. It's over. And now I can just get excited about the next thing. What's next? And if I need to forgive somewhere, let me forgive that. Let me forgive myself. Let me forgive others. And let me move forward with a new vision, a new day, a new life, a new idea. And remembering that everything that I'm creating, everything that I'm experiencing is something that I've created in mind somewhere, and not to take that as blame. Oh, why did I create this? And then people say, oh, well, you just needed to learn something. It's like, well, no, you just needed to love yourself a little more. That's all I would say. It's like, you didn't need to learn anything. Just let go of the stuff of the past and forgive yourself and say, you know what, that was something I went through. And there's some value and there's some payoff from that. And now I'm just going to love myself to the next level and the next level and the next level. Oh, it just sounds so simple, doesn't it? Just love yourself. And that's the only thing that we really, really need. Because if everybody loved the divinity of who they are, everything out here in the world would just be going peacefully. So I'm knowing that everyone is rising up, oh my soul, to that space of love. And divinity, seeing the divinity in themselves when you look in the mirror, when you make a mistake, it's like, oh well, let it go. What's next? And forgive me, wasn't perfect today. But you know what? I am in this moment. And now, again, in this moment, because every moment is new. So it's like, okay, let's just keep recreating every moment. So the charge to you is to really take a look at the divinity of who you are. See the divinity in the mirror. Ernest Holmes says it this way. When we realize that all of the spiritual power there is at our disposal, and that no matter how limited a viewpoint we may have had yesterday with the limitations that follow that viewpoint, today we can increase our field of inward awareness. Then we make possible a greater influx in the divine through the human, that is, through our own thinking. So through our own thinking, we can be renewed. Through our own thinking, we can create a new day, a new life, a new experience, and a new excitement. Because the more we build it up in our own mind, that when I walk in that room, everyone's happy and joyful and loving, and then we find the evidence to support that. Start looking for the evidence to support that. And that regardless of what the mirror may say, your eyes are bright and shiny, happy, joyous, beautiful, seeing the divinity of who we are, like a bottle of fine wine, that life is so good, and that we're excited and joyful about the creation, and knowing that each one of us are making an impact on the universe because we are that collective whole. And as the collective whole, every ripple of thought that we have is going out there into the universe. So really what the world needs now is more love. The world is crying for us to be anchored in the divinity of who we are. So getting anchored in seeing the divinity of who we are, the love, the wholeness, the purity, and the divine nature of who we are. And celebrating life and celebrating those that have come through our lives. I love the song, I Drive Your Truck. I would encourage you to take a look at it. After my father passed, I was stuck on, I want his truck. Nobody else wanted it. It's like, we're not selling that. I'm going to drive it from Nebraska to California. And let me tell you, that was a long journey. It broke down a few times. It did not have air conditioning, and it was about 105 degrees going through the desert. So it's like, all right, maybe I was holding on to an idea or a thought so much, because life is infinite, and it's not about all the tangible things, and it's not about the stuff. It's about the love, and how much do we love? How much do we love ourselves? What kind of example are we for our children and for the world at large? That's why we come here on Sundays, to remind ourselves to anchor in on the divinity and to see ourselves through new eyes. So I'm knowing when you look in the mirror this week, it's like, yes! I'm knowing that if you pull out a drawer and there's a mirror, it's like, yeah, look at that! Awesome! That's pretty cool. It's interesting how our bodies change. Whether we're looking in a mirror this way or a mirror this way, but also the mirror of life and all of the people that we see. So seeing the divinity in each and every person, the namaste, the divinity in me celebrates and honors the divinity in you. So let's honor all of the people, all of our ancestors from the north, the south, the east, and the west, all of those that have gone before us. Because this is such an exciting time in life to be in the world. Because there's so many amazing inventions, so many ways that we are connected. Being able to talk to somebody on the other side of the world. Being able to see somebody. I mean, my mom's in Nebraska, but I can pull her up on FaceTime. It's like, oh, let me call you back in 5. Get some makeup on, girl. Just kidding. No, I'm really not kidding. Let me give you 5 minutes, okay? Anyway, seeing the divinity regardless. And seeing the love and knowing that we have chosen and we have come here at this exciting time in life. So let's come out on the life playing field and play full out, letting go of the stuff of the past and knowing, I gained some tools from all of those experiences, and now I get to move forward with ease, with grace, with love. So let's take all of this love and let's go inside our heart of hearts, closing our eyes for just a moment of any distractions, if you choose. And just breathing in the fullness of life. Knowing that there is one mind, one infinite intelligence. Knowing that it's flowing through each and every one of us. Knowing that our time on this earth is short. Knowing that it is our time to love all of those that have come before us, to honor those that have transitioned before us, to honor this changing world, knowing that something wonderful is going on, something wonderful is unfolding, knowing that as we take that belief system, we do find all of the evidence to support that. Knowing even though that there may be some rain, that spring is coming, having faith in that. Faith that the flowers are blooming, that our lives are unfolding with ease, with grace, with love, that spirit is flowing through every part of our being. That anything in our bodies that we're holding on to that isn't serving us, we can just put that down. And we put that down through forgiveness. We put that down through letting go of the past. We put that down by not beating ourselves up by mistakes of the past. That we look for the divinity of each and every day, each and every moment, each and everything that we do. As we are all blooming like beautiful gardens unfolding, knowing that we are a bountiful harvest, a beautiful garden, knowing as each and every one of us allow ourselves to bloom and to shine and to see that same divinity in each other, the world is filled with love. And in great, great gratitude for this knowing that life is beautiful, that each and every individualized creation is beautiful in their own way, that we're all doing the very best each and every moment as we continue to love ourselves to the next level and the next. And in gratitude for this knowing, I just release my word into the universal principles, into the universal action of the law, knowing that all is well as we anchor this in mind together by saying, and so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.